God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 2, Day 2. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. This week, we're looking at the first time Peter met Jesus. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
John chapter 1, 35 to 42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. We can see from the story that Peter met Jesus through his brother Andrew. When Andrew met Jesus, he was already searching. We know this because he was following John the Baptist, a man whose mission was to prepare the way for Christ. Take a moment to reflect on your journey to Christ. Who were the people along the way who helped you to find him? Thank you, God, that like Andrew, I'm on a spiritual journey. Thank you for the people who have helped guide me to you. I recognize your hand in my life even before I knew you. As I think of the people who have helped me in my spiritual journey, I pray your blessing on them and ask that they will know you in a deeper way today. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.